This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show on national radio that you can take control of. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 is the caller line. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And man, New Hampshire has been interesting the last few days with a number of people, three people specifically, arrested in Manchester. And by far my favorite part of this is following the story as it unfolds on Facebook from the Manchester Police Department.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're just getting dragged by random commenters about how stupid this whole thing really is.
Well, that's interesting because this whole thing is people are putting up stickers all over the world. It's the White Rose that we've talked about several times now in the last several months here on Free Talk Live. And it's interesting that here in New Hampshire, from what I understand, having asked one of the White Rose admins, has anyone else been arrested for stickering anywhere else on the planet? And no, it's only New Hampshire. Now,
fascinating.
From what I understand, at least two of the men involved did allegedly take photographs with themselves and the stickers after they were put up. So that doesn't necessarily prove who put them up. But because they were photographed with the stickers, Manchester police were looking for them, and ultimately two of the three turned themselves in.
Because there was a warrant out for them.
There was a warrant out for their arrest, and the third man, who is actually a selectman candidate, who we interviewed this weekend on Saturday night, Jason Gerhard, he's a selectman candidate not in Manchester, but in a small town north of Concord. He was actually arrested later, and I don't know what all the circumstances were around his arrest, but he was not. You said they were arrested in Manchester. I believe he was not arrested in Manchester. He was arrested by other police elsewhere. The first two guys with the two beards, the two big beards, if you've seen the story, you can go to Free Keen, or haven't seen the story, go to freekeen.com. Their photos are there, but massive beards. They were the ones that turned themselves in Manchester.
And you're right. They were arrested essentially for putting, or they turned themselves in essentially for putting up stickers.
Well, they turned themselves in for the warrant. That doesn't mean that they're admitting guilt, I don't think, in this particular case. But they are being accused of putting up stickers apparently all over City Hall in Manchester. And they're being charged with criminal mischief.
Is it true that allegedly these men asked police nearby if it was okay for them to put stickers up, and they have video of this, and the police saying, yeah, that's fine?
I don't know. That's an interesting detail.
I've heard that, but I have not had the chance yet to actually look into it.
Yeah, I have not reviewed all whatever video might be involved in this particular case, but they are facing Class B misdemeanor charges, which means they will not be afforded a jury in this case.
They can't request a jury?
You cannot get a jury on a Class B misdemeanor in New Hampshire. You have to have a Class A or felony charge in order to get a jury.
Despite all of these signs and stickers and business advertisements that people plaster all over the place, despite all of that, I don't believe that there is any public property that it's legal to hang stickers on. People do it.
Yeah, probably not. You know, if you remember back to 2011, it was actually almost a decade ago. It was June of 2011 where eight mostly Keene-based activists were arrested in Manchester at Manchester's police gang headquarters for chalking outside of the police gang headquarters in Manchester. So
now, I knew there were some issues with chalking in Keene. No one ever got arrested.
There were never any arrests for that in Keene.
But you were arrested in Manchester?
I was not. I was not there for that particular event.
I just assumed you would be.
But eight people, mostly from Keene, were arrested at that particular event for chalking outside of the Manchester Police Department, which, of course, is even less damaging
than
putting up a sticker.
The next rainstorm is gone.
Right. Rain will wash it away. And yet they were also charged with things like criminal mischief. And in that case, they were charged with some were charged with resisting arrest because they were actually arrested as they were doing the chalking, whereas the stickering people were arrested later, presuming it was them who did the stickering.
So, I assume these charges were thrown out.
No.
Really?
The people in Manchester were convicted. Some charges were beaten at court, but not all of them. So I believe everyone was found guilty of something at the Manchester Police Department.
Now, is this...
It's been a decade, but looking at the stories recently, just, you know, researching a little bit for... Because, you know, it's very similar to what happened with the stickering, so I went back and I looked at some of the stories. Sorry.
And, were these... do you know the content of the stickers? Were these the White Rose Society stickers?
Yes, these were allegedly the White Rose stickers. I don't see why they would be anything but that, so I'm pretty sure they were. White Rose, for our listeners that don't know, of course, was the... German organization back in the
early
World War II.
40s.
I say German. It wasn't the government. It was people in Germany, people who wanted to do counter-propaganda against the Nazi government propaganda. And they were, of course, some of them were caught, and the original founders were executed.
Guillotine.
Was it the guillotine?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And they had, after 4 days, the 4 days after their arrest.
Wow.
Now, I had always thought that when you brought it up last week, I had vague memories of this group, and I always thought they were communists, but I'm not sure.
The White Rose?
But I'm not sure that they were. I don't think that's
true. I don't know.
Because I don't know the content of what they were actually distributing, the leaflets.
Yeah, I haven't looked. I did watch the movie years ago. There was a pretty good movie made about it, but it's been many years since I've seen that.
So. But how coincidental that the founders some of the top leaders of this group were actually executed because they were, you know, spreading propaganda that the organization in control didn't care for.
Nope, sure didn't.
And how similar is it that you have three individuals, just guys, who are distributing this anti-mask, anti-COVID, you know, calling it out for what it is, a bunch of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, stickers all over the place. There's all kinds of
propaganda that's put the three of them to, you know, the people who were beheaded by the Nazis.
Well, they haven't gone to trial yet. Who knows? Who knows how far they'll take this? But, yeah. I mean, no other stickies are being prosecuted like this, like these guys are. They're in the newspaper. There's a warrant out for these guys' arrest, and...
Well, most people aren't silly enough to take pictures of themselves before and after doing it.
Did they actually take pictures of them? Because the article says that the cops put together footage from security cameras, and that's how they were able to track these guys down.
Oh, interesting. That wouldn't surprise me if security cameras were involved. I heard a rumor about the photographs, but I have not seen them myself.
But even if they did have selfies of them with these stickers...
Not proof.
Am I not allowed to spread propaganda like this? You know, anti-COVID propaganda?
Well,
it's free speech, right?
It is free speech, and this gets into an area of the tragedy of the commons, where ultimately the government buildings and such are public buildings, quote-unquote.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what they say, and then there's what they do, which is put people in prison cells for putting up stickers or chalking on these government buildings. So there's the reality, and then there's the fantasy. The fantasy is that this is public property, and you have the right to do with it as you please, which is a nice idea, and I don't disagree with it. I support it. But there is a risk that is involved, and that is the risk of, you know, potentially going to jail.
Well, some of these stickers were found in a region of New Hampshire where I work.
Yeah,
and they were brought to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know anything about this. And I saw what they were. And I'm like, oh, those are great. And so now they're all over my case in my workplace.
So at least two of these three people should likely be familiar with listeners of Free Talk Live. They're Skylar Bennett, who was with us last Wednesday here on the show.
Just by chance.
Yeah. And we know him as Footloose. Evidently, his real name is Frank Staples. I didn't even know his real name until right now. But he was featured for the first time we met him was at ForkFest last year.
Where that's a good point. Yeah, he was there.
We spent an entire episode really talking about his experiences in prison and his, I think it was 11 months of isolation or something like that.
It was amazing. His story was just shocking, what happened to him.
So they're facing criminal mischief charges after posting anti-mask wearing stickers all over Manchester City Hall in early February. According to police, officers were sent to City Hall in Manchester on February the 2nd for a report of stickers stuck on doors, trash cans, traffic lights, sign poles, and other areas criticizing mask mandates. Now, is the content of these stickers really important here? Because the article spends a lot of time focusing on that. If the mischief is independent of the stickers, then why are they doing that? This is just what they don't want you to hear. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it? That's the way. It is money after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPay is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get our free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. And we mentioned ForkFest during the last segment. And we're going to be there again this year, June the 28th through July the 4th. It's ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it's decentralized, which means that no one is in charge and there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And there's no better way to celebrate Independence Day than with other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. Check it out at forkfest.party. You can find out what's happening, what vendors there will be there at forkfest.com. But the main site is forkfest.party. You can connect with other ForkFesters there using the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Check it out. June the 28th through July the 4th, ForkFest.party.
And one of the folks who was vending at ForkFest last year is one of the three, let's call them sticker pimps, as they've apparently claimed for themselves. Skylar came up with that. One of these sticker pimps.
I think the media has gone with sticker bandits.
Have they really?
I think so.
Okay, well, I'm going with sticker pimps. Frank was one of the folks who was actually at ForkFest with us. He was doing a vendor table. He had like silver rounds of ounces of silver for sale.
Yeah, he did the raffle.
He was doing
right?
a raffle
for
right.
His project. Ooh, what's the name of it?
Absolute Defiance.
It wasn't it then. It was a halfway house.
Oh, he does that too. Yeah, that's the other thing that he does. And so he's been arrested, and so have a couple other guys, including Jason Gerhardt, who is here this weekend, and the other gentleman is Skylar, who's a.k.a. Savage Truth 603, the YouTuber. He was here with us last week. So, you know, we've been very, very close with some of these guys here on the show, and I got to say, I'm excited about this happening, even though it's certainly not good news that this has happened in New Hampshire. It's also interesting that it's happening in New Hampshire because there's no better place for this to happen than here in New Hampshire. And what I mean by that is these guys have a network. They've got a backup. You know, they're not just three loners who are out there, you know, allegedly stickering in public places. There's more than that. There's a bunch more people, from what I understand, that are doing these stickerings. Like you said, Conan, somebody hit an area in where you work, which is all the way out on the west side of the state.
It's out in the woods.
Yeah. So, I mean, these things are happening. These are happening worldwide thanks to the White Rose Society, which is a Telegram group. You can go to t.me/join the White Rose to get involved. But I'm really glad that this is happening here because we know these guys and we can help promote this. We can help get the word out about this. Liberty activists, people who've moved here, whether it's as part of the Free State Project or Shire Society or just moved here because they want more freedom, you know, these are our guys. Whether they're truly principled libertarians or not, I don't care. They're in the right on this issue. And so part of the reason why I came here was to back up the natives, you know, and two of the three of these guys are, from what I understand, natives of New Hampshire. The third is Jason. He's from Long Island. But he's, you know, he got arrested here 13 years ago or 14 years ago now for backing up Ed and Elaine Brown, the tax freedom advocates. So he's certainly been in New Hampshire for a long time, and he loves it here. So, I mean, this is why, you know, we came here because New Hampshire, and I can't speak for everybody, but I came here because New Hampshire is already ostensibly the freest of the states. And the New Hampshire native population, a lot of them are real freedom-loving people, real leave-me-alone types, people that understand those ideas. And these are those guys. And I get the chance to help these guys out and back them up. It's an honor.
Absolutely. So they rattle off a bunch of nonsensical charges that aren't really important that these guys, one of these guys, Bennett in particular, has faced in the past. But most of it's just idiocy, like driving on suspended registration and nonsense like that. But they were literally just out there putting up stickers, and now they're facing Class B misdemeanor charges over it.
That's right, yeah, of criminal mischief.
Absolutely insane.
Which means up to a $1,000 fine if they are found guilty. Which, of course, if you don't pay the fine, does mean you will go to jail for $150 a day. So even though there's quote-unquote no jail time associated with this penalty, that's how they get around having a jury, or at least that's how they claim to get around having a jury. I don't know if anyone's ever taken that up to the Supreme Court as, hey, what happened to your right to a jury trial? Apparently you don't get that.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that. I thought you could always request a jury trial.
Not for the little things.
Well, let's get to the phones. We got Brian calling. He is at FloatFest. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you?
I'm good. So what is Float Fest?
Okay, so Float Fest is you guys are broadcast live on every night. Float, the streaming app. So Float Fest got put together about 6 weeks ago. So decentralized, freedom festival, nobody's in charge, no vending fees, sell anything you want. On a 150-acre farm right outside of Austin, Texas. Still 2 more days left. If anybody is within a state driving range, seriously get down here. IO is running like the crypto barter system. So there's poker chips that are $5. Any 9 miller or 223 or 45 are all going for dollar equivalencies for barter. I'm giving out junk silver for change or any crypto. So I'm trying to suck the fiat out. And yeah, we onboarded. Shoot, I onboarded about 5 people already today.
I think you said he was sucking the fiat out.
Yeah,
I didn't hear that.
As in sucking like a vacuum cleaner. That kind of
sucking. Like a vacuum cleaner. Yeah, I mean, I got to place supplies for my coffee stuff, right? Those vendors. Actually, I did find a vendor that'll sell me coffee bags for Bitcoin. So
this is a first year event, Float Fest.
First year.
So what is it like? I mean, how many people are there?
150 acres. Okay, so down to the south, the farthest teepee I can see is probably, 10 football fields away. I don't know, a quarter mile.
How many people?
How many people are there?
Good God, dude. Can you do something about that wind, like sit in your car or something?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was in a really fancy RV. Let me go right back in. Hey, guys, would you say there's 200 to 300 people here? Oh, at least 300. What's your estimate?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, they're taking over 3, so I estimate low. So maybe 3 to 4. There was a late night rave that went in the art gallery till 5 last night, and then I served grilled cheese sandwiches like all night long.
That's even bigger than the first Fork Fest. I mean, we only had a few dozen people there, so congratulations. People really want to get out of the house and get somewhere. Any idea how many people have been driving there versus they flew in?
Oh, so the guy next to me is from Spokane. The guy next to him's from Oregon. Lady behind me's from New Jersey. The guy super fancy Winnie that I'm in are here because their financial advisor told them about it because it's crypto related. So it's a convergence. It's awesome.
Is there power out there, or are people running generators?
It's a new day. I'm running 40 volt lithiums on digital inverters for the coffee shop, and I have a bunch of RGB 3D sacred art. So I'm running silent. Most of the big RV people are being cool about not turning on the big noise thing, but 150 acres, you can go a half mile away if you want. And it's so big, you can drive your cars from like camp to camp.
That's cool.
There's pods.
That is cool. Brian, thanks so much for the call. I wish I could have been in advance. I've been looking for something to do.
Really? You would have gone?
Probably.
Oh, wow. I wish I would have told you. They invited us. And I'm like, I don't want to fly anywhere. So
I didn't go. The flying isn't much fun right now. Yeah. But, you know, if the end is worth it.
You could make a road trip of it, though, if you wanted. Maybe next year.
No, I'm never driving that far again. I'm good on that. 603-283-6160. It's free talk.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now with the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who's at the U.S.-Mexico border, Abbott taking an aerial tour of the region this afternoon, also saying,
this crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies. It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
President Biden is highlighting a federal assistance program many small businesses have received during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Biden traveling to a Washington, D.C. hardware store that took advantage of a Paycheck Protection Program loan. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Republicans are ripping a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill that's expected to get final approval in the House on Wednesday. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone,
on top of that $1 trillion is currently unspent, we did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 if you want to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And Bitcoin is back above, I think, 55,000?
Yeah.
Last time I looked, I don't remember the exact number right now, but I mean, it's back up, which isn't surprising to anyone sitting inside this room, I don't believe. But, you know, it did go on sale there. It got to about 47,000,
48,000. I think it dropped to, didn't it drop to like 42?
It dropped to 43.
It did,
42,
yeah.
43, I know, because I was waiting for that to happen.
So if you're new to it, check out Bitcoin.com. It's the best place for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there and click on Get Started at the top of the page. And once you do that, you will find all sorts of useful information neatly organized by your needs, which means you no longer have an excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, however, check out news.bitcoin.com for the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you, because bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all of the latest cryptocurrency news all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Lysander calling from Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing? I'm doing good.
Hey.
So I was calling to say that I actually this weekend did some White Rose stuff here in my town in Indiana.
Nice.
And it got the police attention. actually did is I made my own stickers. They have a picture of a girl with a mask, and it says complying. And I put them on stop signs. So most of the stop signs in my town say stop complying.
I love it. This reminds me of something that Taryn Lupo did a long time ago. He printed up a bunch of paying taxes bumper stickers, and he gave them out at the Porcupine Freedom Festival to people, and some of the guys who no longer live here in Keene, but let's say they're from copblock.org, went around town and put them up on Keene stop signs in town. So it's a bunch of stop signs that stop paying taxes.
You still have one of those.
There is a stop sign, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, it's a very cool concept. I saw a stop sign there on the front porch when I was there last.
Yeah, it says stop paying taxes on it.
Just to be clear, that stop sign was not acquired from the city of Keene. That stop sign came from somewhere else.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I assumed, however,
that
the sticker was put there by you. I mean, you just ended up with a stop sign for whatever reason. You're like, oh, that would be clever.
Yeah, the stop sign table actually came up with me from Florida. My mom actually made it. She found a stop sign at a garage sale. So, yeah.
Fascinating.
Because
nice. Normally it's illegal to have those.
Really?
That's from what I understand.
Well, I guess they presume that if you have one, you stole it?
Yeah, presumably, yeah.
Okay. So have the police actually approached you, or, I mean, what's going on with that?
No, they just put out, like, a public bulletin on social media saying that they're looking for the person who put the sticker on, and if you know who it is, contact them. I also made another sticker that says, remove this sticker if you support police brutality.
I like that one. Can you show me the design of that one?
Now, here's before you go on, though, here's a question. What kind of sticker did you use? Because we were just discussing this off the air. There are some, like, badass-level stickers out there that are designed to not be removed easily, and then there's just, like, your standard stickers that you can kind of easily peel off. Did you make a deliberate choice on the type of sticker, or did you just, like, print up whatever?
I actually went to the White Rose Telegram and bought the printer that they suggest on Telegram.
Nice.
You've given me an idea, though, of getting like 50 bumper stickers ordered using the White Rose designs, because bumper stickers are similarly designed to just not come off.
Some are, some aren't. It depends on how cheap, and there's some details on that. But that said, I would love to have one on a bumper sticker, because I did slap one, just a normal White Rose sticker, on the back of my car, and it didn't last more than 2 weeks before it was like, you know, the sun baked it away.
Well, Sander, thank you so much for the activism. Keep it up, and
that's awesome.
Let us know how it goes. I mean, if they actually do figure out who you are or anything like that, keep us posted.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's generally not a good idea to announce publicly that you're doing these things, because, I mean, there's really no reason to face criminal charges over this stuff as long as you're careful with how you go about putting them up. I mean,
the irony
of wear
all
a hoodie
of this
and
is that they probably could not have been identified, the three who were arrested in because of Manchester, if they had been wearing masks.
Yeah, that is true.
How ironic.
That is true.
But hey, it happens. So moving on, though, Conan, you got into an argument last week with a caller named Stefan, who insisted. What was the argument about? Because I don't really.
It was about everything.
Okay.
Obviously, Stefan, who's probably listening because he's a hate listener, doesn't agree with. He is totally on board with all this COVID nonsense. He believes everything that Fauci tells him, everything that Bill Gates tells him.
Yeah, what a shame.
He's probably double masked right now in his house. hasn't been out since July because he's afraid of people. He's afraid of he probably, when he's walking through the grocery store with his double mask on, he probably holds his breath when he passes somebody. It's that bad. He brought up lots of things that he had issue with that I was saying, talking specifically about the PCR tests and how they overcycle it because it's creating false positives. The fact that it's not really even a test. But the big one was that when I mentioned that the COVID swab, the one they jam down your head, it nearly touches your brain. Now, there is another one that's come out that's not as intense, but
the anal swab?
And now you have the Chinese anal swab. But I mean,
not as intense as your first
easier.
Guess is the anal swab.
That sounds, it just sounds easier than something going all the way up your nose.
Considering that my brain is there and considering the story that I'm going to talk about in a second, I would rather, if you had a gun to my head,
if you had a gun, I would
do the butt swab. But anyways, report last week was that this swab goes so deep into your head that they why does it have to touch the damn almost touch your brain?
I have no idea.
I don't understand that either. If it's so contagious and so
exactly, it should be in your mouth. It should be everywhere.
Yeah, and even when they're touching your brain, this thing still has all kinds of, you know, negative results that, or positive results that are false, basically.
And that's because the PCR test, yeah, the way that they ramp it up, the way that they cycle it up, you could find anything. You could find, guess what you could find? You could find AIDS and HIV. You could find the bubonic plague, mm-hmm, probably. You could find all kinds of this. We are walking germ bags. There are more germs in our body, you know, bacteria, viruses, whatnot, than there are human cells.
Mm-hmm.
We are walking germ bags. The creator of the PCR test, who coincidentally died a couple of months before this nonsense happened, Carrie Mullis, he specifically came out. He got a Nobel Prize for this test, which, by the way, isn't a test. Let me stop saying that. It's a PCR tool. It's a tool that magnifies a sample so that you have more sample to work with. Now, if you only ramp it up to 20 cycles, which is what he recommended, you will probably have a pretty good idea whether or not, this is called the viral load. How much virus do you have in you? Now, if they're taking it up to 30, 35 samples, of course you're gonna find anything,
yeah,
because we're walking germ bags. So he said, no, it's going to create false positives. You guys are doing it wrong. And he also said Fauci is a dirtbag. He's a snake oil salesman.
Mm.
Anyways, he died right before all this nonsense happened. And
now
they have this silly COVID swab that they're jamming up your head. And what happens? San Antonio woman leaks spinal fluid after receiving the COVID nasal swab.
I got to be honest, just hearing leak spinal fluid gives me a headache.
It sounds like a band. Good band name. San Antonio.
Called Spinal Tap.
Yeah, and, yes. A San Antonio woman is still in shock after she says a COVID nasal swab test went horribly wrong. It hurt. It was an immediate instant migraine, says Cherry Tim. I've never had a migraine ever in my life. Cherry was in need of a heart diagnostic test, and protocol states she had to test negative for COVID before they could run any tests. She says the swab was inserted in her nose, and she instantly felt pain.
We're going to get further into this, exactly what happened because of this COVID-19 test. And evidently, doctors are not exactly surprised that this happened.
Nope.
603-283-6160 is the call-in line. That's 603-283-6160.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. And Carter.
And we're talking about this woman from, you said San Antonio, correct? Who, she went into the hospital because she needed something done. They said, no, we have to test you for COVID. They did the brain swab, and she immediately felt pain.
It started from the back of my head and just extended into the front of my head, and my entire brain was in extreme pain, she says. Instantly, fluid just was leaking out of my nose.
Oh. It sounds, I mean, I don't think we have, like, those types of nerves in our brain to sense pain, do we?
I think nerves are everywhere. Yeah. I think it's the intensity. Like, for example, there's a lot of nerves in your
everywhere.
Fingers.
You don't
and
have
lips.
Nerves in your intestines to sense pain.
I'm not sure about that. I thought that they were everywhere. Right. It's just the intensity, how many that they are in a location. I'm not sure about that. Ian, we'll find
I'm
out.
Looking, I'm
but
looking.
But Cherry, Tim.
The brain itself does not feel pain because there are no susceptors located in brain tissue itself.
But it's in the surrounding skin and blood vessels.
But it is wrapped in a membrane, and that might be what did it. She was leaking spinal fluid. A neurologist from the Methodist and an ear, nose, and throat doctor diagnosed her with pneumocephalosis days later. Pneumocephalosis is when there has been a rupture in the dural membrane, or the lining that's around the brain, which allows air to enter the space that's normally occupied by the head. Experts say it's rare, but they aren't surprised it happened. Quote, patients are asked to tilt their head back, and the trajectory, they call it trajectory, is more parallel to the nostril, the bridge of the nose, and that's what can bring the
swab.
Edit. Now, the swab further up and put you in a range of potentially having that COVID swab then rupture the dural membrane, she says, ENT specialist Spencer Payne. Fortunately, there is a procedure to fix the hole that would be a laryngoscopy.
Or you could just not get this test in the first place, which I guess they subjected her to because she went to the hospital. But can you go to the hospital and just say, no thanks, to the COVID test. Look, I'm not going to take your test. You can put me in whatever, you know, unit you need to keep me away from people.
Except she wanted to get this heart diagnosticed, and they said they wouldn't do it unless she got the COVID test. And as far as the hospitals are concerned, they love it because the more COVID patients they get,
more money,
bling, bling, bling. That's how it works. That's how this whole
follow the money
pandemic.
Right?
Yeah. You just follow the money. There's a reason why people want. There's a reason why the governors want more cases because they get more money. There's a reason why the hospitals want more cases. Right. They get more money. There's a reason why Big Pharma making the vaccines want more cases because they sell more vaccines. Follow the damn money. That's what this
is all about. Yep.
Well, so, there's no doubt that the pharmacy companies like Johnson & Johnson, who just released one, Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making plenty of money off of this vaccine.
They were prepaid. They got the money before they even started making the damn vaccine. Mm-hmm. By the way, all three of those, not FDA approved. None of them.
Well, I don't care about that.
I don't trust the government to tell me what medicine is safe and isn't. These are the people who created the opiate pandemic.
But the people who are clamoring to get this vaccine, shouldn't you be kind of concerned that none of this has been approved? None of this has been... You are the guinea pig. They are testing mRNA, a new vaccine, a new type of vaccine that has never been tested on humans before. They're testing it on your dumb ass.
I'm not saying I would take the thing, but I don't care whether the FDA does something or not. I mean, as a libertarian, I don't care what the government thinks about drugs. I think you should be able to put whatever sort of test drugs you want in your veins. If I want to go to a doctor and he wants to recommend whatever sort of magical concoction and I'm willing to put it in my body, then, you know, it's none of the government's business.
Yeah, but the people who are getting this, they're the kind of people who are worried about their health. They are on eggshells.
They're also the kind of people that love the government.
Concerned that this nonsense coronavirus, which isn't new, is going to kill them. You'd think that these are the type of people who would actually be interested in what their government suggests is safe and is not safe. And guess what? The jury's out because they don't know if it's safe or not. You're guinea pigs.
The FDA gave an emergency approval, whatever that means. And that's what these status will fall back to. Oh, well, the FDA did approve it.
No,
in
they
record
didn't.
Time.
It was emergency approval.
Yeah. Well, that's good enough for them.
That just means they moved up the deadlines. They just gave them preference.
It usually takes years to test these things.
Government.
They did it in less than a year.
Yeah, they can do it as fast as they need to. I mean, they're the government.
Well, I'm sorry.
They put it ahead of all the other people that are waiting. And, you know, the only reason it takes years isn't because it takes years to test things. It's because it's the government.
Yeah. Well,
it's because you're waiting through the bureaucracy.
Anyone taking this thing, you're an idiot.
I don't know that they're idiots, but they're engaging in unnecessarily risky behavior.
I would definitely agree with that.
I would take my chances with this natural disease than I would with
too.
When you consider the COVID issues. I mean, that's right. The vaccine issues that are cropping up. I mean, which by the way, big mainstream media doesn't report on.
Sure,
and they don't even keep track of you after they give you the vaccine, which you think that they would. You think it'd be important to keep track of people to see the deficiencies along the line. But no, that you don't get a phone call, you know, a month later saying, "How are you doing?
No,
how's
man,
that,
I'm glad
how's
they're
that
not
vaccine?
Keeping track." You're upset about this?
Some of them are, I think. From what
anyone who is testing a new drug on you should be, you think that they would keep track of their patients in order to determine whether or not this is going to work or not.
Yeah, I thought I heard that the people who were getting doses were getting like reminders a month later or something like that. That's not the case.
I don't know why they would, because there have been too many issues. You know, people getting all their arms swelling up and or having migraines.
There's always issues, but I mean, they still want people to come back for dose number two. So it makes
maybe
sense.
It's just a text reminder.
They'd get their email or their phone number and
if the second dose is even available, because a lot of people are complaining that that's not an option. There's still a lot of people are still complaining about not getting their first jab.
Okay.
Which doesn't bother me, but to some people it bothers a whole lot.
There's a lot of people fighting over this.
Because they want to go back to normal.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, idiots out there, it's never going to go back to normal. Your boy, your God emperor, your priest, Fauci, has already said that no, No. Getting a vaccine's not going to let you go back. You're still going to be having to wear a mask. You're still going to have the social distance.
They're saying
you're still going to have restaurants locked down. It's never going back to normal.
Well, some states are not going to be doing the lockdowns on the restaurants, apparently, like Texas, from what I understand, or Mississippi is apparently total anarchy there, according to the governor, which is pretty cool sounding, but I don't think it's the reality. But this is going to be, for some people, depending on which state, there's going to be some lessened restrictions. But the federal government is saying that now people who've been vaccinated are allowed to gather with other vaccinated people in closed places, yesterday or whenever it was, but in closed places. But those same people still have to wear masks when they're outside.
Of course. And
so it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, even by their own COVID logic.
Not to mention that I read an article just today of this reporter for Israel Times or something who had received both doses of the vaccine and then came down with COVID-19 several weeks later.
Interesting.
Because it's constantly evolving, like the cold, because it is a cold, and
you're just going to need to get a vaccine every month.
I'm not going to get a vaccine at all, much less once every month.
They have been talking about booster shots, the big vaccines.
Sure, the more boosters, the
Pfizer,
more money,
Moderna.
Right? Line them up.
If you look at the charts, if you look at what how many vaccines the kids were getting back in the 60s versus the 80s versus now, it's just
overwhelming.
They're just pumping kids full of this nonsense.
Yeah,
and people are they've grown up getting a vaccine every single year just to play sports in their school. It's been carved in the people's psyche.
Yeah.
This is what they believe is necessary, and it's really sad that they're not talking about what you should be doing. Go outside, get some sunlight, get some exercise, work on your herd immunity by actually being with other human beings.
Right.
Get some fresh air and not having recycled carbon because you got two damn masks on your face. It's ridiculous, but none of these guys talk about any of that.
I would add drop the hand sanitizer as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Not a big fan, obviously, of the government banning things, but if they were going to ban hand sanitizer, I would not be terribly upset by that.
I think that'd be a great idea. You're killing a lot of bacteria, by the way, beneficial bacteria as well.
Well, you're wrecking your own immune system.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because
not to mention you're drying your hands out because you're basically pouring alcohol on your hands every hour, and you just, I don't know, my hands are so dry. Now I got to buy moisturizer. The moisturizer companies love that.
I can't help but roll my eyes whenever I see somebody in, out in public at some business pumping a hand sanitizer and going.
Yeah.
it's a sad state. This is Black Mirror. This whole year and last year has been Black Mirror. And
so the article wraps up. For, it's not likely to happen to you, but if you feel uncomfortable when getting swabbed, if you choose to take this test for whatever reason, speak up. 603-283-6160.
Just say no.
This is Free Talk Live. Or just say no.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
spend your life with extended.